For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $22 Shell gift card with a Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic purchase. Ends 3/14/21. Terms apply. Details at Pennzoil.com/oil change offer.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Inda, varimini. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. It is another edition of Podcast and Chill. Today I'm chilling with someone who creates, he acts, he directs, he represents. A.K.A. Lungster.
Chavo.
What's happening, dog?
What's good, my doggy?
What do they call you? Big Money Steez.
Nice and knees.
Where does that come from, dog?
Good question.
Yeah.
So this one time, when Botswana, I had a gig, I think I was hosting, I decided to take my friend, Mark Mapela, along, you know? Mark has always wanted to be an artist, you know. So we get there in Botswana, we meet other artists, and Mark is like, ah, man, you know, I want to record some stuff. And then they take us to his studio, and then we start lacing some tracks. And I'm there as hype man. Big Money Steez, Nice CDs. So, yeah, that's where it came from. And we just ran with it, man. We've got like 7 tracks together. I'm like the hype man in I've got like, you know, I'm a hype sessions. He's got the lyrics. He's got the,
Wow, dude. Anyway, thanks for coming through, bro.
Thank you, dog. Thank you.
Thank you. Remember the last time we met? Let me tell you guys a story. Last time we met.
We're having tequilas.
Not
that time.
At the Sands.
We met quite a few times. It's always been a good time.
At the Sands, we got drunk, and I never knew you could go down like that, dog.
Sure. Not a lot, no. You know, gotta show these youngins something.
So the last time I remember, I came here because I wanted to pitch some shows to you. Yeah. I actually came with Len.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And we pitched like 3 or 2 shows, and basically you told us in a very nice way that they were trash. And we never came back. It was
That's what it's so hard for me to remember that. No, man, look, I get a lot of those pitches and proposals, and then the only thing you can do is be honest. You know, me saying that it was trash was not supposed to scare you off, but make you come back with even more
young toilet greatness.
With more greatness. You have checked your concept. Yeah, I was with okay sharp. I've made it to another element. So, yeah, man, look. There's no such thing as a new idea, but it's how you present your idea that makes it fresh and new.
But you also went through the same thing because before you started the company, I'm sure people were like, nah, dude, this content's not going to work. This
even today, work. Even now.
Till this day.
Dude, till this day, my dog. If it wasn't so, ngabubonanje, parental advisory, koropa, jihambana, you know. We still need to convince people that the stuff is the ish, you know. And yes, that should be the right way to do it or else... Everyone would be just putting up their shows thinking that they've got the next greatest idea out there.
But you deliver such good content, dog. I'm talking about Forever Young. I was telling you off air the show that
More
I like.
Love.
More Love.
Mandla and Lexi.
You know?
Abu Mama. Zansi Footballers. Gold Diggers.
Yeah.
It's endless, man. And it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the beginning in terms of the concepts, the other concepts that we have. You know, some of them are still coming. Some of them, it's hard to convince the people who own the platform with, yo, guys, this is what South Africa wants to see. This is what Africa wants to see. Haven't we paid our dues? They tell us, no, go do your homework even more. Answer this question, answer that question, you know? So, yeah, we're busy with that at the moment. You have to fight for your thing.
All right, so listen, before we get into Parental Advisory Productions,
Sure.
Let's take it back from when you started. Because just like myself, I started started as a presenter.
Yeah.
And you also did in 2003.
Yeah.
But just like me, I didn't study for it. It was like a God-given talent.
Yeah.
And so was yours.
Yeah.
Run me through the journey from 2003.
From 2003, mm-hmm. When I got into Channel O, that was my first presenting gig. Then after
how
that...
How was the audition?
Ah, it was dope, man. I could do that in my sleep. That's all. Like, speaking about music and dialect and... that was nice. That was
so after the interview or the audition, you knew you bagged it.
Look, I mean, I thought there would be other dope people who came through to the audition. So, will I make the count of the other dope people? I knew I was dope. I didn't have to question myself.
You had that much confidence?
Yeah.
And you hadn't been on TV ever?
Well, I've done a few ads.
You had done a few ads.
I was being egg-tongued. I have a Maria.
Oh, yeah, that's where you met some easy ones. You won't win some easy ones.
Yeah, I'm not. Also, I'm not going to get a slam. I'm not going to get a slam. So, yeah, I met him there. But no, this was just ads. I did like two ads before then. So, after Channel O, I got into another presenting audition, presenting gig in Malimania, which is like a national lottery thing. So now, you know, I'm fairly young.
Were you doing that
again.
Simultaneously with
Channel O? Yes, I was, okay. You know. So, but this was different for me now. Now I had to come across as more grown up,
mature.
Yeah. You know, I can't be lapong like
that. Sure.
Big money stays, it's covered. And so now I had to be in Kumana Wuma, and so that was challenging for me, funny enough. But then I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing that part, you know. And then on getting a Fear Factor.
Fucking hell, you did Fear Factor.
Yeah,
Big brother. What haven't you done, dog?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. And then, yeah, man, up to this year, my first acting gig was Rhythm City.
Do you feel that was a game changer? In terms of people now taking you seriously as an artist, as a performer?
Sure. Yeah, definitely was, you know, because even, you know, actors themselves were like,
they were shook.
Why are you bringing us this presenter, dude, man? Bring us a proper best man. I had to hit the road running with that, Young Toil. I learned so much from the people who I was around. It was definitely a game changer in my career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely. I mean, now, today, I've just done my first feature film because of that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, while you're doing all this TV and presenting and acting, what are your parents saying? Because you know black parents, they want us to be accountants, doctors.
Oh, my lady chilled. My lady had a problem at the beginning because I was studying law at Wits University, right? And it threw me over the edge, you know, and I tried to continue with my studies at other institutions of my unis. But my heart wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then Molly was like, yo, man, you better just finish off your degree. I was like, no, I'm not getting into the TV thing. It's calling. Let me commit. Let me make something out of it.
Yeah.
I eventually took the leap of faith. Behind her back, I guess, and started this TV thing. Yeah, Popa, luckily, in 2003, I started making a proper income. And I was like, look, ma. Look, if I just commit myself, this is what could happen. And this is just the beginning, you know?
Mm.
So after then, she was willing to listen.
More receptive.
To what I had to, to say, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, so when I just kept on growing and growing and growing from strength to strength, production to production, challenging myself, she was actually proud. She was like, yeah, actually, I can see you're enjoying this. You know, it brings you life, boy. Go get him, son. Woo! I want to tell my friends and everybody. You know, so I know that's how it happened with the parents.
And did you ever get rejected at auditions?
Plenty of times.
You kidding?
Plenty of times.
Which auditions did you get rejected at that someone got?
Oh man. I mean, it's been a long time as well. But I got rejected one of my first auditions that I did before Channel O. It was the Take 5 auditions. It was the open auditions in town and whatnot. I made it so far. Like, you remember, this like packed and whatnot. I made it like in the top 20 or something crazy like that. And then I got, you know, thrown out the window somehow, some way.
Yeah.
What other gig did I really want? And I watch on TV and I was like, man.
That should have been me.
That should have been me.
Yeah.
Sports. I once auditioned for a sports anchor role.
Okay.
Yeah, on Super Sport.
Super Sport.
Yeah.
Like Robert Morrow vibes.
Yeah, like Robert Morrow vibes. Yeah.
You would have killed it, dog.
I think so too.
You know why you would have killed it? Because sure. I remember, I'm a sports guy. I'm a sports fanatic.
No doubt.
Especially soccer.
Yeah.
I love Man United.
The
journey was nice while it lasted.
Maybe you might make the top four, and so it was one. Maybe you might just play Champions League again next year.
Yeah.
You know, but you say yeah.
So I'm saying I love soccer, right?
Yeah.
And I love traveling.
Sure.
Those are two things I love.
Yeah,
if I have money, those are the two things I want to do. You know.
No doubt.
And then here you are. I'm watching you on TV.
Yeah.
And I see this dope ass show. Cool concept.
Oh, yeah.
Gold Diggers.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, fuck, that should have been me.
That was one of my loves as well, young
dude.
So I'm telling you, after all these other rejections of shows that I thought I would have been good at, like a sports anchor show, comes this show, Young Toilet, Gold Diggers. It's not just about soccer, not just about sport, but
lifestyle.
It's about traveling and lifestyle. I'm like, course, yeah, you are the real one, you know?
Would you say that's the best presenting gig you've ever had? It has to be, bro.
It's definitely up there in the top five.
Man.
It's definitely up there in the top five. Yeah, man. I finished like two passports on that gig. That was like three seasons of just traveling.
Making me
jealous. Three passports. No, man, but yeah, that was like a blessing in my life.
Yeah. And if you ever like plan on doing a rerun, because you know some people do rerun of shows.
Yeah.
Please can I present Gold Diggers?
Yeah. But to open the industry with other shows. I Gold Diggers.
Yeah.
No, look, man, I'd still hold Gold Diggers down.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you.
How's marriage life, bro?
Oh, marriage life is tough.
Mm.
Marriage life is beautiful.
Can you imagine? Fatin Zet is tough. Imagine marriage life.
Are you Fatin Zet?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. For how long?
It's been 3 years now.
3 years? Damn, Angie G. How did you get away with that? Tell us the secret. I would have been married if that was the case. You need to write a book or something. No, Shell. Hey, look, your woman is strong, dog. 3 years, fuck and setting. You also strong, yes. Wow. No, man, look. Marriage is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You've got your lifelong partner who's there, you know, and you guys are more in a structural unit or form than just the fat and set, you know.
But when you're ready and you feel it's right, it comes naturally.
Yeah,
right?
Look, man, I'll tell anyone, don't do it unless you're ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, don't do it. I've told many of my friends, you know, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it because that's like a commitment and a half.
Yeah, for a lifetime.
For a lifetime, you know, and even though things happen, melungene with the knowing would say, I don't want anything to happen in this sacred relationship, so siyabangena.
So, God forbid, but if you guys divorce, are you on that Jeff Bezos trip?
What's that?
Where you gotta
do a
share your assets and stuff.
Ah, duh. Is it
what called?
Good? Community of property, prenuptial thing. Prenuptial, yeah, that's what they call it, but she just take it. Yeah, she gotta take.
Because that nigga, he was a billionaire, right?
Yeah,
one of the richest
like,
guys
oh
ever.
Oh, God forbid that will ever happen. You know what I mean?
So he was caught cheating with a mistress. And then the woman took half of his money. She's now the fourth richest woman in the world.
Yeah, well, you know, rightfully so, because she helped him make that money.
Yeah.
You know, while his cheating ass was out there doing what cheaters do.
Yeah.
That's class.
So I'm watching Forever Young, I think, and it's leading up to the wedding, right? I'm watching your woman. It's the first time I've ever seen your woman in the public eye, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm like, geez, this woman is smart. She's beautiful. She's loyal, because I believe she's been with you from the beginning, right? Something along those lines.
Yeah, high school sweethearts, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, high school sweethearts.
Shit, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
So she was there from the jump.
From the jump of what? High like school? I'm like, what about primary school? How's the man then?
No, I was like, before your looks, the looks that we know.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She's been there since the beginning of my career.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been there, seen my ups and downs, seen me make it from Lung Lecha to Lone Star, Baby Boy, Big Money, Steezy. Young Tora.
How did you guys actually meet?
At a debate. She went to a girl's school, St. Andrews, and I went to a boys' school, Cares, and we were debating against each other at her school. And I was...
Oh, you went to Cares?
Yeah, I went to Cares.
Hey, you guys used to fuck us up. Hyde Park.
Ah, so... That's not going to be more than I did. Were we even the same levels? Like, did you play against us in sports?
I used to go to your socials more than the sporting events.
You guys had a reputation, Hyde Park. But you guys were the cool guys.
Yeah, we were.
The bad boys of Joburg.
I won't lie. I won't lie.
No one who saw it, that's like, got the Puma Hyde Park.
So you had to debate.
Yeah, we had a debate. I was about to speak, Young Toilet, so I'm serious, taking down notes from one of the ladies who's speaking, because I'm about to repute, you know. I get a note coming in from the back. There's a bunch of girls and there's a bunch of guys, and I don't know who it comes from, but I'm thinking they're going to tell me what to add on into the rebuttal, right? So I open it, and it's like, hey, hi, cutie, there in the corner.
Hey, now.
I look around, I'm in the corner.
That sounds like an old school DM.
Yeah, dog, listen, man, back in the day, Young Tora, she slid in, my dog. So I look back, I don't see who it is, obviously. I'm like, okay, I'm going to answer, because I'm going to put my car. What's up? Yeah, we exchanged. We're like, yo, let's meet after the debate. I'm waiting for after the debates, and like a couple of I'm like, yes, so I'm when you are mine.
Yes.
And the rest is history. I laid down my Mac.
Yeah.
And she's my wife now.
Yeah. Now for those 2000s who don't know, probably, dude, you were like an it guy back in the days, dude.
Ah, in that in there now.
It guy is like the guy that all the girls want. You make the girls wet.
Woo! Woo!
You know, when you talk about having it, guys, it's you, Caesar Lobo, you know? You guys opened the floodgates for warm-ups. And who's this? Lunga Chabalala, those guys. So during that time when you're an it guy, no?
Yeah.
And all these ladies are feeling you, how challenging was it for your relationship?
TV was challenging for my relationship, you know? But it was cool because we started before TV, you know, so...
There was a foundation.
There was a foundation laid, you know, and she understood that a lot of things might change, a lot of things might get to my head, you know, there's going to be a lot of travel involved. And we were young when we started dating as well, so we didn't put too much pressure on each other because we were both, you know, we're both just finding ourselves.
Yeah,
as I said, we're high school sweethearts, you know. By the time I'm out of varsity and she's out of varsity and my TV's popping, you know, a lot of things happened. There was makeups and breakups here and there between my wife and I. So it wasn't just smooth sailing for all these years. No, it was real, man. Yeah, it was real because, hey, man, here are some kids trying to find each other in this world, you know.
And there's all these extra forces of being famous.
Of being famous. But in terms of being the it guy, look, that never got to my head at all because...
Nice.
You know,
that's why you're an it guy. I wish I would have been an it guy.
No, well, you were it guy after what, man? Now all of a sudden I'm handsome because I'm on TV. You couldn't see that back? Nah, come on, man. Stop kidding me, man. Young Shasha, Young Sonaxid. Yeah, so it's those things for me and my circle of friends.
Yeah,
I've got a close circle of friends from my day ones. Who, you know, ain't nobody from there going to tell you you're it guy. They're going to tell you you're the still Jonathan from back in the day, you know, who had bad skin and whatnot. Yes, Alanza and Astid. And so we keep it real. We keep it 100. And that's how, that's how it was for me.
So if you ever did like a presenting gig or a movie and it was trash, they would tell you, like, dude, what were you doing?
They've told me. They've told me many times, that it was trash. And what was I doing? Like, when I started acting at Rhythm City, my friends are like, oh, buddy, it's so painful to watch. was like, fuck sakes. Fuck these niggas. But with that said, it forced me to up my game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear it from a stranger. I was like, man, you make a guy. I said, I give my clan and I'm straight to United. I mean, it's a massive. I love a Simba, and I love a Simba, and I love. Ah, they've told me, man. Yeah, it helps me. I need it.
And what about infidelity? Was that ever a part in your relationship? Because I'm sure you were tempted, dude. You know.
I mean, every man is tempted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every man is tempted. It's about how you handle that temptation. You know what I mean?
Mm.
At the end of the day, can you handle it if that happens to you?
Whoa.
It's a question that you
we
should
can
ask.
Can dish it up and can we take it?
I mean, you're going to break down. Ah, it was who? With who? How many times? What? Three times? Three of them. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
Straight, man. Yeah, man. So, yeah. Treat your loved one with respect, whoever it is out there, you know, because it's a small world. Shit comes out.
And it comes with growth.
Like, yeah, and if you think you made the wrong choice, man, you can be like, whoa, time out. Let's figure things out a little bit, you know? Yeah, man. So that's the school that I'm from.
Yeah.
Uti, just because you touched here and you have to move here doesn't mean good. You can't be like, "Isan, I made a mistake." As in khalaga kulu, ngicela sibe ni time out nyana or break up nyana or ini. Yabo, cuz you don't want karma to catch up with your bitch ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Karma's real,
though. Yeah, shit is real, though.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, I forgot my question now. It was about...
Was it three times thing? Have you ever been in that? Yeah. Not a real talk. Can someone...
So, you're a longster dog. You know, you're a celebrity, good looking, got money. I'm sure you're making money that time.
I'm so still making money.
Has a girl ever hurt you, bro? Have you ever been hurt by a girl?
Yeah, you're kidding.
You have everything. You've got it all, dog. Why would a girl want to hurt you?
I mean, I hope it wasn't intentional. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, whatever.
A girl's cheated on me before. Yeah, I found out, you know, I was devastated.
That's the worst, dog.
Yeah.
I don't think we talk about it as men enough.
Yeah,
like, being cheated on as a guy, oh.
It's crazy, dog.
Yes.
Hey, I'm fine. I was always with two zins
in. And then when it's never happened, because it happened to me, like, when I was still young. And the first time, because I was like, out here, you know, cheating, like, it ain't a thing.
Yeah.
And then it happened to me, I'm like, hey, shit, this shit sucks, dude.
I don't like this.
So from then on, I was like, nah, cheating's not for me, bro.
For me, Grenshaw, me, I was always a straight shooter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was always like a straight guy in a relationship, right? So my eyes were rudely awakened when one of my first girlfriends cheated on me.
Mm.
Back then, it was high school, early high schools. She was in an art school. I was in the boys' school, like I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And in that art school, it's a co-ed.
Okay.
And all kinds of things happen and whatnot, you know. So umuntu akasabheli that day. I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, I call her crib, I tell you, this person there, we haven't seen her. She used to be a boarder and whatnot. We haven't seen her like in a week, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what up? So I call the friends, you know, because I got a few friends there, call from the house phone, like, hey, have you all seen? I find out with Lomutlona Banyamalale with the very big artist back in the day. Hey, Tangaboma, a week! A whole week! Oh, my doggy! Hey, listen, man, I was like, yeah, that's a good artist, though, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had to choose anyone. Yo, but fuck, man.
It's not a,
At least it's not a nigga from the rugby team. Yeah,
no.
It was an artist who was in his prime back then, yeah.
Well, look at you now. Does she know how big you are now?
Well, yeah. I think she kind of.
And where's the artist now?
Yeah, he's somewhere there.
Anyway, how's fatherhood changed you, man? It's amazing, right?
Oh, it's amazing, man. It's amazing. You're a dad, too?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Nice one, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. Now,
when my woman gave birth, because I was in the room, my life changed that day.
Yeah.
When I saw him come out, like, it was life changing.
We're just counting the amount of money that you're going to spend. that piece. Kikling, bim, kikling, high school. Kikling, ka, kikling, ah, nigga.
But after that, I've got so much respect for women, man. What they go through, bro.
Yeah. I also was in the room when my son was born. I was actually, besides the doctor, the first person that who held him, cut his belly. And I was like, oh, man, this is real. This is real. This guy's a human being. He might look like an alien, but he's a human being right now.
It's happening,
you know. Man, I was like, okay, let's give you a good innings, boy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, let's lift up our socks, looking at it. Let's be responsible.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
Let's go. Let's leave a legacy for this young man and his brothers and sisters that are still
and
to
that's
come.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, man.
That's what it's about, dog. I had to focus, like, yo, I had to cut out a lot of shit I was doing before he came, because I'm like, cool, it's not about me anymore, you know? Mm.
Yeah. Like woman.
Eh?
Like woman.
For starters.
Heard about you, like a G. All
right, so listen, dog. Obviously, you've been in front of our screens for the longest time.
Yeah.
What made you want to go behind the scenes and start Pop?
Because
I know you guys started when you met at Channel O. You were hosting.
Yeah.
Thomas was doing something else.
Yeah.
And Scoop was also there.
Yeah.
That's when
it was a bit before then.
Okay.
You know, but our first on-screen thingamajigs was on Channel O, you know. Look, man, it was about growth, you know. I just done Rhythm City for like a good 7 years by then. I've presented, you know, amounts of shows. I was like, I need to do something that's going to make sure my legacy will always live on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to do something that's going to be powerful and that's going to be impactful in the community that I live in. Not just act and smile and my name has to be remembered, you know? And the only
for
way
generations
to
come.
Yeah, and the only way to do that is to create your own lane, create your own shows, create your own content, tell your own stories.
Yeah.
You know, like they're doing it out there. There's plenty of examples that you see out there right now. You know, people who are telling their own stories, who are creating their own lanes, will always be remembered. You know, and that's what we wanted to do. And I knew that I couldn't do it by myself. So I reached out to homies in the industry that I respect a lot, who I thought that we have the same way of thinking. And you know, Siyabonga guys, Thomas Kumete, luckily they were willing to go on to this crazy adventure with me. Forever Young was our first show. The reason that is because we knew in order for the big broadcasters to take us seriously about the show that and shows that we want to produce and then direct and then create, we needed to show them first. So we went and shot Forever Young with our own money. We went to Brazil with our own money.
Yeah.
We went with our own camera crew. We shot.
Wow.
We came back. We put it together. We made it what
editing.
It is.
That's a lot of hard
so
work,
now
bro.
When we go to a broadcast, then we're not asking them to give us a chance.
You're like, boom, like, here's the final
what do you
product.
Think? Mm. You think you like? Do you think it might wanna play it on your platform?
No wonder that show was dope, but it's coming from the heart.
It was coming from the heart, my doggy. Yeah. That show created Parental Advisory Productions.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. From that show on, Abo Molav, Abo, you know, we did it for other people as well, this reality thing. And we had our first scripted content, Abo Mama, just 2 years ago. So, Young Todd, I'm fine. Just from that show.
And how was it changing from being a talent into now you're a boss? It's your business.
I've always been the boss.
Mm.
Yeah, I've always been the boss. Even when I didn't have a business, but I was the boss of myself. You know, I took myself as a business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, when I'm negotiating, negotiating as the boss. I'm telling you, okay, sharp, this is what I expect. This is what I'm worth. If you don't like it, it's all good. We can keep it moving. But I know I've paid my dues. Young Todd. So I've always taken myself seriously like that.
Mm.
So that transition into running your own business
was seamless.
Look, it comes with more responsibilities. I won't say you can do it in your sleep. Yeah. It's one of the craziest things that we've ever done, actually. You know, open up a business.
Yeah.
It's one of the craziest things that... entrepreneurs are crazy, man. They're crazy. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's worth it. So, yeah.
What were some of the challenges? Because with any business, it takes about 3 years to just break even, not even make profit.
Mm.
What were some of the challenges? Okay, obviously, for one, Forever Young, you had to shoot from your own pocket.
Yeah.
What were some of the other challenges?
Of opening up a company.
Yeah, opening up a business.
Look, man, like I said, just because you came up with one good idea, Forever Young, doesn't mean all your ideas are good. Mm. And that's what we faced now. Mm. You know, we thought that it was just going to happen overnight.
Should have taken some of my ideas.
Mm. Yeah, well, not sure. Nah, boy, I swear. So, yeah, we were faced with a lot of that stuff, man, of reality hits in, of, okay, sharp, guys, you had a dope Forever Young concept, but these other ideas aren't as dope, you know, so we had to go back to the drawing board. At the same time, we've got people to pay, we've got lights to keep on running, we've signed up for this big-ass challenge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it was just that new world, the new space that we're in.
And what happened with Scoop? Because I was interviewing him a few weeks ago, and he mentioned he's no longer with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened there?
Look, I think Scoop, he decided that he wants to go and do his own thing.
Mm.
Yeah, and like I said, man, running a company is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And you have to give it time. And you have to be devoted. And I guess it was an honest chat between all of us. And he was like, yo, man, guys, check it out. There's a whole lot of crazy ass shit that I want to do. And I'm so tired. Well, I manage to feel like I'm absent. And instead of yo, let me be out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
did you ever do mushrooms with him?
No, I haven't. Smoked weed, though.
Yeah.
I've never ever done mushrooms.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
No, I've never. I think I'll go crazy, man.
Is it? Yeah, I've seen it on TV, and I was like, why would you do that shit? Fuck, you know, why would you want to...
You paraphrase a lot of hip-hop songs when you speak. How has hip-hop impacted your life? Like,
Hip-hop has been the soundtrack of my life. Not only hip-hop, man, Kwaito.
Yeah.
Just as much, funny enough, Kwaito and hip-hop.
Which is why Channel O was such a good marriage, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, which I could do that in my sleep. I was raised by music. Music, I mean, I'm like the last born of out of two. You know, I've got an older sister. She's 3 years older than me, so... obviously, she was ahead of me in terms of Tandizi and Nanan. So, growing up, I was like a loner. Young Todd. And the only rescue that I had was music. Growing up, Young Todd, I used to just bump music in my room while I'm studying, recite some lines. I even made a speech out of Nas.
Wow.
Yeah. Got like high marks there. That's why they said, what I don't find a loner belongs in the debating team. Young Todd,
For detention, they said we must write an essay for 3 pages in detention. So I'm like, I know they never read this shit. So I just wrote like the first few paragraphs, and then I started writing Tupac lyrics.
Dear Baba.
Top 5 rappers? Let's start internationally.
Internationally,
all time.
You know, of all time, Jay-Z, no doubt, Hove, come on.
Yeah.
Number 2 and 3, you choose Biggie Smalls and Tupac, they're right there. Number 4, Kanye West needs to make it in the top 5.
Yeah.
Number 5, listen, I take Kanye whichever way. You just need to just... Okay, Kanye, come in. You made it. Yeah, with your crazy ass self. He's crazy, man. He's needed. The game needs Kanye. Number 5. Woo! Who would it be? My boy Nas would be there.
No Slim Shady?
Nah. Not before Nas, yeah.
All right, locally?
Locally. AKA, yeah, I think homie is dope, mega. You know what I'm
Super
saying?
Mega.
Yeah,
dude, because I always have this conversation with people. I think AKA makes classic songs, like in 10 years, you'll be listening to his music, bro.
Look, the way, all the music is classic, right? If you like it and if you dig it, right? But it's about how it makes you feel. Like, his choice. I'm yours. Come up, yeah. So yeah, man. I dig his music.
Yeah.
AKA Casper will definitely be in there. You know, boy's talented. He makes hits, no doubt. Yeah. Young Toda plus. What's dope about him is that he also takes quite a tracks, quite a hits, and makes them relevant even today. You know. Yeah. Hey, pro kid. Oh, Linda Keys. R.I.P. Jaya Cape. Actually, he was my favorite rapper of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. Pro.
He was amazing.
Ah, Dougie, I've got so many favorite tracks. This guy, Pro. You, one of my all time favorite, Celebrate, featuring Mugs. Celebrate the day. Boy, that was like when I was like, my career in the game was just, you know, I needed to take some time just to look back and be like, boy, you made it! Shit, just celebrate the game, man. You know what I mean? They thought that you'd never make it, yeah, man. Yeah, also, Pro is definitely in there. So, what's that? Three.
And did you ever see him perform? He was crazy on stage,
man. Yeah, I've seen him perform so many times. He wasn't my favorite performer, though.
Yeah,
he wasn't my favorite performer, but he was my favorite artist to listen to and then to even watch in his interviews. You're so chill. He's such a classy guy. Young Todd.
But that's what I like. What's one of the things I like about you, right? You're like a chameleon, dude. In terms of, you need to be hood, you can be hood.
Sure.
If you need to be bougie,
sure.
What up? We're drinking the water.
Hey, that's bro. Keep it flowing.
You can do that. If you're stepping in the office and you need to be on your business, you can do that. That's what I like about you. You wear so many hats.
Thank you. And I guess that's why I love acting so much, because the world that I come from has trained me to wear so many hats. So went to a Model C. Yeah, so I was sharp. Going to hip hop artist, Marie, who made it quite. I want to say, oh, Mobi Marubu, Cholana, what she rabat. Okay, that one.
That's my default, man.
Yeah.
So, out of all those heads, which one do you prefer, though? Like, which one do you like? Presenting, acting, directing?
Oh, man, that's unfair, dog. It's like asking me which one is my favorite kid.
Yeah. You had to do one for the rest of your life. Which one would it be?
I don't know, man.
I think acting, bro. I think you're in an element when you're acting, bro.
Yeah, it brings out a different me.
Yeah.
It brings out a different me. I love it. I love being in that world.
Yeah.
You know? But I won't take anything away from presenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're fucking good at it.
When you're running that stage, when you're running that link, you know, no auto cue, baby. You know what I'm saying? And then you turn around and you know you killed it. You know that sound. I thought you'd be back. Yeah, man. So... at the moment, though, I won't lie, I'm in love with acting.
Speaking about acting, Love Lives Here. It's your first rom-com.
Yeah.
Did you do it for the paycheck or to challenge yourself?
Both.
You know, I like that.
Boss, shit.
How was that like, man?
Man, it was a beautiful experience. We shot.
Did you audition for that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Actually, I did audition.
Who are some other people you auditioned with?
I heard later on, because we didn't bump into each other, you know, when we were auditioning. I heard later on, who's the hunk on? He's on Generations. Usiyabonga.
Do you know him?
He was on Five Fingers of Masai.
Okay,
staring one,
but he's a hunk.
He's killing it now. He's killing it. I heard that he turned the roll down.
He turned the roll down.
Yeah. But luckily, I only heard this after we shot the movie. I'm like, come on, guys. Shoot, man, I won't mess with my head like that.
So
I went in for the audition, man. I like the character, I like the story, I like the script.
And you can resonate with the character.
I can resonate with the character. I play Unkosinathi Shang in Twana Simlazi. Creative, he's a photographer, but he's got big dreams.
Yeah.
I'm like, guess what? Hey. And I wanted to kill it. I wanted to kill it, man, and just flex a little bit.
Yeah, I heard. I haven't seen the movie, but I urge everybody to check it out, because it's like a. To me, it sounds like a modern day Yeezy, you know. It's got that vibe.
Not really. It's a rom com.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm so, okay. Yeah.
Yeezy is like. Not really.
I'm on the romantic side.
Yeah.
You know, because Yeezy was that guy from the hood who fell in love with the guy from the birds.
Okay, sure.
Was it Yeezy or Gazlam? One of the two.
It's something like that. But what's dope about this one, it's more relatable and it's more modern than that. You know what I mean? It's the life we live right now,
yeah.
You know, so not only me and you can relate to it, but yeah. I think even our parents can relate to it because,
nice.
Yeah, this is that life, you know. It plays on love and expectations of love,
yeah.
And where and how people think they're gonna find love. I know there's a lot of ladies out there who think by the age of 28, mm. I need to be married, and by 29,
not my girl.
I need to clearly not your girl. She did the other way around. She popped before she got that. My lady, I hope she watches this. Yeah. I hope she watches this. You know, so it plays along those things and yeah. it breaks those rules, you know? Because,
yeah.
hey, man, life is life and does not necessarily happen the way that you think it's going to happen.
Out of all the co-stars you've kissed, where does Tana Tabuti rate?
Ooh, she's right there in the top. Listen, there's been a lot. So I'm trying to. I'd say number two.
Number two, ne?
Number two.
Who's number one?
Yeah, we're not.
I heard the sex scenes were crazy, man, on the movie.
Yeah, man, you know, they're very beautiful, actually.
Mm.
You know? I was thinking about it now, driving here to this interview, because
yeah.
I was from another interview, and
they were asking,
first thing people, sex scenes!
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, you know, these sex scenes have some sort of meaning.
Mm. It's art.
It's art, Duana. Yeah, well, so, I don't know, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, yeah.
But we push the envelope, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's not porn.
Yeah.
No, it's tastefully done. Mm. We do push the envelope, but it's still beautiful.
Mm.
It's beautiful. And there's a meaning, a storyline meaning to even the positions that they choose.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's actually deeper than just smashing.
Yeah.
It's intertwined, dog.
And you didn't get it hard on at any point in time.
I mean, look, dog, I'm human. you don't. See me out here with the gray hair thinking, you know, hey boy, I'm still good, dog. Yeah, I mean, but those things happen, you know,
yeah.
But you still have to be professional about
yeah.
it, you know.
Love Lives Here, make sure you check it out. Lungster, thank you so much for coming.
Thank
through,
you, Michi.
You got the family, you got the company, you got the money. What's missing, bro?
Oh man,
because I know you're always yearning for more, for learning, for growing,
yeah,
for bigger
yeah,
things, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
you're never
yeah.
satisfied, dude.
I am. I'm never satisfied, but I'm grateful.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for the little or the lots that I have, man. You know,
yeah,
I'm a truly blessed man. But then there's still a lot more to do. There's still a lot more lives to change and impact, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nothing missing for you?
Like I said, I'm gonna be grand until I've fulfilled that.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. I'm like, this thing, you're gonna pull out the phone and go, so there's nothing. I'm like, this motherfucker, right here.
No, I'm looking because my girl said I was asking some questions because she's a big fan.
Is she listening or she?
No,
no. Okay.
On the way here, I told her
okay.
I'm doing an interview with you. Okay.
Yeah, so says, no, man. Yeah, there's still a lot more. There's still yeah. a lot more, Mikichi. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she says, what's up with the gray hair? Is it a new style trend you're trying to start, or is it generally you turning gray because the years have gone?
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Ifuzo.
What's that?
Inheritance.
One term of mine.
Okay, I inherited this.
Oh.
Yeah. Itamalami is Snow White.
But in the movie, it's not gray, is it?
Because it's not Lungile.
Oh, Lungile. Hey! I mean, yeah, you just mind fuck me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an actor, feel like that.
Yeah.
So, I colored it in black, actually,
yeah.
which is kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it is.
People
man.
Dye their hair gray, not black. I actually dye my hair black.
Black, yeah.
Funny thing.
So, can I come back to you with some more shows, man? I think
you're going to have to, just to redeem yourself, dog, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, you're going to have to. But
and this
then,
is actually one of the shows I pitched to you, because remember, I wanted to do a modern day Fat Joe show.
Okay.
And you were like, okay, but what makes you the great one at interviewing? What makes you special about interviewing something? Yeah. And I couldn't answer
that. You couldn't answer that. Yeah, but this will tell me. We can talk. After I see how you cut this interview.
Thank you so much, Longster, man.
Yeah,
so
make it G, good
the
luck.
Movie, anything else you want to tell people? Where can they follow you? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, man. Basically, Love Lives Here, out cinemas nationwide. Go out there and check it out. Take your squeeze. Take your friends. Yo, it's not only just a chick flick. Nama gang, you can have a good time watching it. You know, the feedback that we've been getting from you people who've already been supporting has been incredible. You know, things like, this is the best movie in South Africa I've ever seen. Those things are real. So shout out to you, because it was made with love. And the rest of Africa and South Africa, go watch it.
That's it. Love Lives Here. Boom. We are here.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone, we'll pay it off up to $650, only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering, $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with 2 lines.
This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.